This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Two contrasting principles highlighted in our study of 1 Samuel 25 are seen in the lives of Nabal and Abigail. Nabal illustrates a principle repeated throughout the Bible: pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride or arrogance blind you to the dangerous consequences of foolish, self-centered talk or behavior. At times, such actions are intended to hurt others. At other times, a proud, arrogant person is oblivious of the unintended consequences to them, and especially to those around them. Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians 10:12, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Pride desensitizes you to that danger. Abigail, on the other hand, illustrates the truth found in Proverbs 31:10, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." The implication is that a woman of noble character is hard to find because she is rare. The same could be said for a man of noble character, or for that matter, a child of noble character. We tend to look at outward beauty or special gifting to do things as the qualities to look for when choosing friends or associates. Unfortunately, this is also true far too often when choosing a spouse. Abigail probably didn't have a choice in marrying Nabal. Her father knew her beauty and intelligence would fetch a good dowry from a man as wealthy as Nabal. Nabal, on the other hand, was probably satisfied to pay top dollar to display such a beauty at his side. He didn't appreciate that she was worth more than rubies. A noble character is rare, but worth pursuing.